So, we'll do a 45-minute sermon and we'll be done. No, I just wanted to say a few things to us and follow up what we were talking about last week. You folks won't know what we were talking about last week, but I'll bring it to bear this morning. In Galatians 5, in verse 1, it says, "So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law." Paul was talking about the Ten Commandments here, and I know I'm not taking in just classical sermon, doing a setup and all that stuff. We don't need to do that. My point here that I want to follow up from last week was that the law is the way that man does things. And in life, oftentimes we're bound and we get chained by doing things the way that man does them. And the law was man's attempt to get to God based on merit. And we all know that we cannot get to God on merit. We have to get to God by faith. We have to action what the scripture says, that we come by faith, that we're saved and justified by faith, and it's by his grace that we have been saved, not by works that any man can boast. So it says here in verse 4, if you're trying to keep and make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. So church, this morning, faith means that we step in faith, that we sometimes have to go to the edge, and maybe there's something that God wants us to do that we have to make a decision about, and we just have to step in faith. Sometimes we're not going to have the full picture. Sometimes we're not going to have the support. Sometimes we're not going to have the right answer. But we have to be convinced inside that this is what God wants. And remember I said in my prayer earlier that we are in a search, we are in a quest, endeavor, if you will, to be good and right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, it tells us to teach our kids about Jesus, about the law, about the good things that God has given to us, that we're supposed to bind them around our hands and forehead, put them on the doorposts of our lives, that this means that the things that please God. So we are in a process of learning as Christians how to please God. But the guiding principle in life, the guiding process begins with two things. One, being right. This tells us how. And to be morally good. So how does that apply to the law here? What is important in verse 6 is faith expressing itself in love. Faith expressing itself in love. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. In other words, live like the world lives, to be a popularity contest, to have the most money, to have better than what the Joneses next door have, to do all these things that the world says are success. How is that less than living according to the law? It's not. Don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. And the local church is a tremendous place to do that. It's a group of people who've committed to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Generations Church has been founded on these principles. They're found right in Scripture, that we figure out what God has called us to do individually, that he's gifted us for, that he's trained and used our life circumstances to get us better at. And then we take those gifts, skills, and abilities that God gave us, and we use them in the exercise of love for the benefit of others. That's the Christian way. It's not the way of the world. It's not the way of man. It's not the way of the law. It's the way of Christ. But those gifts and skills have to be honed, shaped, committed to, and used. You have to use them. And the problem in the church these days is that there's not enough people using their gifts. There's not enough people who are exercising faith in the way that God has created them to be and to be used. So instead, we use our freedom to use the gifts that God gave us for the benefit of God's people. The church cannot function without you. The church cannot function without you. The church will not function without its people who are gifted to meet the needs of everybody else. And guess what? And this is the wonderful thing, and I'll quit yelling. The wonderful thing is, all of you were created with at least one thing that nobody else has. You are the only you there is. So be that person. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to fall into the world's mold or the devil's mold. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's a guiding verse of this church. Upward, outward, and forward. Upward is getting our relationship with God worked out. Outward is getting our relationships with everyone else worked out. And forward is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bringing that to others. Love your neighbor. And that's what that forward is. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. And that's what happens when we follow our flesh. That's what happens when we follow the sinful nature. We devour and destroy each other. So I say, Paul says, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Pretty good, eh, Cheryl? God's word is good, isn't it? God's word is good. We rely on it. Having therefore been justified by faith, we have what with God? Misery? No. Destruction? No. Even joy? No. Peace? Yeah. And we're not having peace in our soul. We do all kind of destructive things. So don't be guided by the flesh. The old person, the old sinful nature that's been crucified with Christ, remember? Pick up your cross and follow me. Jesus demands our allegiance. He demands that we are obedient to the cross and his will, and we must pick that up every day and choose not to do those things that are bad and wrong. Remember, good and right. Let's pray. Father, help us to follow Jesus' example in every way that we can. So often we're weak, Lord. We're so often weak and can be controlled by our old sinful nature, pride, ego, hubris, even fear. Help us to not be afraid. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. The chains of sin are broken in our lives through Jesus' death on the cross. And we can rely upon his work and not our own. That we are justified by faith with God. And now we have peace. And so we thank you for today. Encourage us, Lord. Inspire us to be the people that live rightly and good. Help us to enjoy serving others with our gifts, skills, and abilities that are enabled by your Spirit. Thank you for this time of sharing and ministry that we all should take a step back and be praising you for and thanking you for the change that's occurred in not only Teen Challenge folks' lives, but our own lives every day. Thank you for this ministry, and we pray that it would continue to grow and flourish along with generations. Thank you for this time of your word. Help us be reminded of it. And now as we close, bless this last song as we bless and praise you today and thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. And all of God's children said amen. Amen. Please stand. Amen.